Those Romans in the sky. Good a duck, you Jew worshiping Christ cut. Sha! Right on the money. See that? Look at that. Look at the form on that fucking Roman. Look, I mean, look at, would you look at that? Look, that was like right on the money, perfect, like tits. All right. And let's expose these Jewish lies. The show starts now. Right now, you son of a biscuit. Yeah!
We'll be right back.
See ya. What's happening? Howdy. Hope all's well. How's everyone doing? I'm doing all right. I'm a little bit bummed out about not getting him. It's so weird that, like, people decide to eat ham on a day where most white people celebrate a Jewish rabbi who would never eat ham. Does anyone find that weird? I'm just wondering, does anyone find that kind of weird? It's kind of weird. It's almost like we've been psyoped, right? It's kind of doesn't make sense. Because Jesus wouldn't eat ham. But, yeah. It's really weird, this whole thing, right? This whole thing. We're going to kind of get maybe down to the bottom of it, all right? We're going to get down to the bottom of it. 1 to 100, how's everyone's Sunday? Hopefully you guys did something well. Still had some good time with your family, hopefully. Had some good meals, you know. I didn't get to do that today. Boo-hoo! I'm going to make myself an omelet tonight with bacon. I guess I'm going to have a different form of pork with a lot of cheese. A lot of cheese on that omelet, why don't you say? All right, a lot of people seem to be having a pretty good day. Sometimes people get stressed out about family stuff. I never really did. I was always, like, grateful for it because, yeah, I don't really fight too often with my family members. It wasn't too often. I mean, I got in a couple fist fights, you know, with a couple of uncles on my one on my mom's side, one on my dad's side. Kicked both their asses, I might add. Let's see. Everyone seems to be doing really well. It happens. Listen, it happens. Work environment. That's my excuse. It was never like a family dinner. I'm usually pretty friendly. Let's see. Who do we got in here? We got Mr. Tennessee, the epic boomer tech waffin in the house. What's up, Mr. Tennessee? Good to see you. Hopefully the internet's not treating you too bad today. Nog for the Zog. What's happening, man? We got Glock 40 in here. What's up, man? White Wolf, what's up? Keelu, what's happening? Russian Waffin. Waffin House. E14, what's up? Burn One Bob. Wig Boom, what's happening? Unsus. 1488, what's up, Professor Chaos? We got Trucker Waffin in here. We got Aryan Ties. We got Absurd. We got Skin. Shit Skin's Alive. We got Filthy Juice. What's up, bro? We got Aryan Fate. What's going on, man? We got Slavic Berserker. We got Goy Fieri. What's up, man? We got the Kikebot Jesus. And we got Lanen and Clausen. That's a great name. We got Viking Girl 1488. We got Fuck Jesus in the house. And we got Zungango. We got Liam Waffen. What's happening, man? We got Jesus the Foreskin Eater. We got Racist Roofer, Jakey White, Daisy 1488. We got Honky in here, Johnny V, Complex East, Infamous Plumber, I Don't Like Jews. See how easy it was for me to say that when you just changed the name? Zionist Cuck, what's happening, man? Actual American, huh? Oh, yeah? Okay. Cool. Person Carnival, what's up, man? We got Nog for the Zog. What's up, dude? A-Tone in the house. No Political Solution. What's up, bro? We got Dirty Mike in the Waffen. We got Walker Waffen. We got Surf Waffen. We got a lot of Waffens in here. We got Dewey Waffen in here. We got a lot of support over 430. Not bad. Should be a lot better. But, hey, that's what happens when you get too racial. All right? You get a little too close to that racial, that blood memory, and you start going, wait a second. Something's wrong with this whole Christianity thing, man. It's Jewish as fuck, dude. What do you mean it's Jewish? You're Jewish. No, Jesus is Jewish. And his apostles, no, you're Jewish. Jesus is white. Yeah, well, listen, we're going to be talking about some of this stuff. A lot of people seem to be waking up about this stuff, exposing it, kind of seeing this, man. Because you wouldn't believe this, but, like, I hate to say this. But, oh, wow, it's working.
Registeel sent $10.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For running race and recovery this morning.
Oh,
really enjoyed it.
Oh, I appreciate
Looking forward
it.
To tuning in to many more in the future.
Hey, Registeel.
I asserted my dominance over some Naga and got this Amex gift card in World of Warcraft.
Fuck yeah.
Here you go.
Hey, thank you very much, Registeel. Yeah, French, I got yours in there too. Let's check it out here. Woo!
French sent $5. Test Jesus was a soy jack.
He was a soy jack, Jew jack. What happened there?
Robbie sent $14.88. Hi, Hate. Hi, Odin and Valhalla. Hi, Chet-O.
Hey, thank you very much. That sounds like it was a German accent, Robbie J. Thank you very much for the love and support. Guys, we're having an issue with entropy tonight. So if you guys can, take the time, set up a Power Chat account, and support the show that way if you can. I appreciate it. Apparently, you know what happened with Phil Williams. He went and attacked Entropy. So more than likely, they're probably dealing with some stuff behind the scenes because that's how these Jews work. So don't let the Jews get you down. Try to support Entropy or not. Try to support Power Chat tonight and not Entropy. All right. It is what it is. They'll get their shit together. What's happening? Dirty Mike. What's up, man? Said $3. White power. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. So listen, man, hopefully you guys had a wonderful day. Mine's just a regular old day. Had some white power company over this weekend. It was amazing. Celebrated Odin Girl's birthday. We celebrated Dylan Roof's birthday. We've got Hitler's birthday. What, 15 days from now? Plan on putting together a little shindig for Hitler's birthday, more than likely. Burn some Bibles and some other Jew shit. Should be based. It's on a Monday, which is great for me, which means I have a day off on Monday. So I'm going to be doing something like that. Probably having some people over, having some good food, and burning some Bibles. So it should be based. How many of you guys have ever burnt a Bible? Press one if you have, two if you haven't. It's going to be my first time. I used to be like, whoa, bro, that's super bad. Can't do that. I'm burning it. I'm going to burn it.
Dirty Mike sent $14.88. That first one was a test. Didn't know it went through that quick. Lol, white fucking power. Oh, slash.
Hey, Dirty Mike, white power, man. Thank you for the love and support. Yeah, this is good. Listen, man, I got a whole bunch of gifts. People sent me some, like, Bibles and stuff like that, some Orthodox stuff, and just burning the fuck out of that shit. I just don't give a shit, and I don't care. Listen, I appreciate the kindness that you think that, I need, like, a Jew to be my God, but I'm going to totally fucking reject that shit and burn everything that anyone's ever sent me that is Christian-related. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm absolutely at war with Christianity. I love you white people, but listen, I hate this fucking Jewish religion so much it's unreal, okay? And until you figure it out, you're just a problem. You're just an asset to the fucking Jew. And hopefully you figure it out by watching this show and, you know, it's remaining teachable. Who else we got here? We got Serpent Jesus. We got, who else? We got White Wars. What's up, dude? We got Russian Waffen. We got Nighthawk. We got Johnny Boy 42. Return to Europa. Thank you very much for all love and support as always. Goebbels is right. What's up, Freyo? We got Hunt Pedos 1488. We got Odin's Market. This shop is sponsored by Odin's Market. Odin'sMarketShop.com. Check it out. A lot of cool shit over there. And be patient with us because there's going to be a lot more cool shit. And I'll make sure of that, and we'll make sure that it's supreme. Give us some time. Be patient with us. Super Goy, what's happening? We got Chief SS in here, 4Dub, or O-Dub Hagen, 4Dublin in the house as well, 1488 Speed and a Custom, white fucking power, Hans Landa, Odie, good to see you, man. Audio Waffen, always a pleasure. So tonight we're doing clips, so hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. Don't say anything threatening. If you do that, you're going to be in deep trouble. You're going to be in deep poo-poo. You understand me? So don't do that. You'll be warned once. Oh, wow. It's working great.
88 keys sent $14.88.
White power. Hey, I appreciate that, man. No message? You didn't want to say anything? How many of you guys tuned into Race and Recovery? I've been actually being on time with it. I've been starting the stream up a little bit early. We've been doing Race and Recovery. Call it the Nooner. On Sundays, had a good showing, I think. It should be a lot better. Let's just be honest. A lot of people seem to want to participate in there, but there's not necessarily the notifications. I don't think Twitter is going to, you know, help me make that space blow up. I'm thinking about I'm actually going to get a new device here soon. I'm due for an upgrade on my telephone here, my slave phone that I'm a fucking slave to. And anyhow, I should be able to set up a new Twitter account in theory with this phone, but we'll see. Maybe not because I have the same number. Yeah, the Goy phone, right? Total fucking slave to that shit. Are you a slave to your phone too? What did I just ask you before that? What did I just ask you? I just asked you something and I forgot. I'm such a boomer. Help me out here. What did I just say a second ago? And then I already skipped it. What was I asking you guys about? Oh, Race and Recovery. Yeah, press one if you listened to it, or two if you missed it. One, you listened to it. Two, you missed it. Come on now. It's up there, so if you want to go check it out. It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. But we are rerunning it on Goyim TV, so, yeah. Nature Addictor here. That's a good thing to be addicted to. Hiking, being out in nature, that's really cool. Yeah, that's a cool thing about being an addict, man. You could swap it for something so super duper positive in your life, right? And it can be addiction can be a double-edged sword. You know, choose how you want to wield it. All right, listen, so you can support the stream only by doing Power Chat tonight. So don't be a lazy nigger if you have an Entropy account. If you can, try to make a Power Chat account. Support the stream. Appreciate it. We also have the option to the P.O. box if you want to support and by writing a letter or something and you can't support the show financially. No worries. That is an option. And I will read your hate mail on stream or, you know, your appreciation mail on stream also. What else? Oh, what we don't promote violence, but we do promote sobriety. We do promote our people, you know, making white children, being prepared for this government that wants us to cease to exist, white people, and think about getting into some sort of martial arts training and learning how to use a firearm, but not to go out there and do senseless violence. Okay, hopefully you know the difference between that. And also, last but not least, to drop this Jewish Jesus. Okay. All right, I think everyone understands the rules of the show, so hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. Let's make sure that everything is working properly right now. Camera 2 looking good. I usually can broadcast something on the stream, but on the that TV screen over here, but I just haven't utilized it. Look at the floors, man. Always shining. Always shining. All right, now, I usually start the show with some positive white music, and I think we have a problem with identity crisis of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to know you guys, if you guys ever thought Jesus Christ was white, okay? Maybe some of you guys were Christian at one point in time. Press one if you thought Jesus Christ was a white man at one point in time, or two, if you thought he was always Jewish. I'm going to go with one. Oh, let's put a poll up there. Let's see how accurate. Let's see how accurate. I thought for some reason that... What's up, Jehu? What's up, bro? I thought for some reason that Jesus was a white man. It must be the pictures. It must be the pictures. So, you know, this song is for all the people like you and I that press one. This song's for you. All right? This song is for you.
In the morning and I'm feeling fine, but then my day gets fucked up when I get online. Now I'm in a debate with some fucking asshole.
That asshole's me, nigger.
I'm an online activist fighting for whites, but I worship a Hebrew, and they ask me why, and I scream from
come
the
on.
Of my lungs.
Jesus is white! Let's go, nigger!
Jesus is white!
He's fucking white, bro! Don't tell me he's Jewish!
Jesus is white! Jesus is white! 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 I say hey! Jesus is white!
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that was phenomenal! Ah, so much easier now. Let's get back to reality. Yeah! I love you, God! Jesus Christ! All right, let's get down to business when it comes to celebrating this holiday that has to do with, like, eggs and bunnies. And it's like, why eggs and bunnies and ham? This has everything not to do with this whole Jewish sand digger shit, man. What are we doing here? How did this happen? Well, I told you how it happened. They fused paganism and Judaism, and it became a mixed-race bastard called Christianity, okay? And so, yeah, we've got some identity wrapped up in it, like with our blood memory, and then it's like Jewish confused with blood memory. So it's, you know, that's, yeah, exactly. Let's take a look.
Easter was a pagan holiday before Jesus existed. The eggs, the rabbit, the date itself, none of it came from scripture. The word
Let's make sure that this is all lined up here so we can see this picture properly. Pee-pee. Picture properly seen. All right, here we go. Let's take a look at this again. Sorry, guys, I didn't have this sized correctly. Mm-hmm. Now I do. Here we go. Let's go.
Easter was a pagan holiday before Jesus existed. The eggs, the rabbit, the date itself, none of it came from scripture. The word Easter comes from Yostra, a Germanic...
Yostra? Yostra? Germanic? What? That doesn't sound like the Middle East, bro. What? Hold on a second. You can't be serious.
Came from scripture. The word Easter comes from Yostra, a Germanic spring goddess of dawn and documented by an 8th century Christian monk named Bede. Her sacred month was April. Her symbols were eggs and hares. Then there's
now it makes sense. They're forcing us to believe this stupid Jewish resurrection shit, and they're combining it with Easter. Are bunnies and eggs and fertility and spring. Weird.
Sacred month was April. Her symbols were eggs and hares. Then there's Ishtar, Babylonian goddess of fertility. Spring festival, resurrection of her son Tammuz.
Wait a second. Did they say Babylonian? Isn't that like similar to hearing about the Babylonian Talmud? Wait a second. What? Did anyone hear that? I'm sorry. Let's rewind that. Okay, it's kind of important. Okay, so not only did we had it first with the Germanic, okay, and then there was some Babylonian sand nigger here. Hold on one second.
There's Ishtar, Babylonian goddess of fertility.
Oh, a goddess of fertility. Babylonian goddess of fertility. I wonder what happened with her son.
Spring festival, resurrection of her son.
Her son was resurrected. Oh, so this is kind of like a sand nigger story. Right? No, so not only was this Babylonian, okay, but her son was also resurrected. Doesn't this story sound awfully familiar? Isn't this weird? It's weird.
Goddess of fertility, spring festival, resurrection of her son Tammuz, centuries before Jesus, and Ezekiel 8:14 records Israelite women mourning Tammuz. Inside the temple of God, Constantine, the Roman emperor who worshipped the sun god Sol Invictus his entire life.
Oh, the sun! Like, Jesus is the son of God! That's really weird!
The sun god Sol Invictus his entire life set the date of Easter at the Council of Nicaea 325 AD. He tied it to the spring equinox. The same astronomical event every pagan spring festival was already built around. A sun worshiper decided when Christians celebrate the resurrection, and the church said nothing. Ishtar's spring festival, Tammuz's resurrection, Constantine's equinox date. The resurrection of Jesus is real. That is not the question. The question is, why did the church need to borrow everything around it from...
Borrow or steal? Which one is it? What verb? Borrow or steal? I'd say steal.
Constantine's equinox date. The resurrection of Jesus is real. That is not the question. The question is, why did the church need to borrow everything around it from goddess worship? This Easter, beneath the eggs and the rabbit and the date a sun worshiper chose, what are you actually celebrating? Focus on the resurrection, not just the tradition. If you believe Jesus is risen, type...
Come on, man. It's so obvious. It's so obvious at this point. Come on. Come on, dude. You're lying to yourself. But wait, there's more!
A few moments later.
All right. right, ever seen this guy before? This guy's like the top priest guy who's talking about exorcisms. Thank you.
Zionist cuck sent $5 K pasa. Hey, Mexican Jew fed.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's
up? I want a shirt from Odin's Market. Issue being that they're 100% polyester. So not only does it make me itchy, but there's a vagina growing out of my left armpit, and I'm praising juices all of the sudden. Fix it, please.
Oh man, you're gonna have to take that. You're gonna have to take that up with Odin's Market. I'm so sorry. You're growing a vagina out of your armpit, man. That's too bad. All right, here we go. Let's take a look at this. That was a great one.
So one of the things that the demons do is they try, from the very beginning of our lives, they'll start tempting us with certain things. When they see us being born, because the knowledge of these things are infused in their mind, they actually know what our DNA is. And so they know, okay, because of this guy's genetic disposition, he's more likely to be inclined to these kinds of sins and not those. So they'll start picking at the kid from a very early age, tempting him to do certain things in that area. And their goal is not just to get him to commit sin and offend God, although that's the primary reason, but it's to slowly build a psychological compatibility, because each time you give in to that, you create a set of habits in you and you create these defects that make you much more easily and intertwined with them.
For sure.
For sure, right? It's on Tucker Carlson. So, this is from Need More Amalek. All right.
Gypsy Crusader sent $5 Durham a dirty jeet.
Appreciate the support. All right, we're going to move on here, okay? Hold on. Let's see here. I got this all lined up for a reason. I'm seeing a lot of this on the timeline. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Take a look at this. This is looking beautiful. Also, there are no white people in the Bible. Happy Easter.
I fucking hate niggas so much, it's unreal.
This is a big account here. Let's see. $500,000.
$25, best show on the net.
Hey, Serpent Jesus, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Take a look at that. Look at these giant accounts are pretty much dunking on Jesus right here. Look at this. Just a reminder to Christian nationalists celebrating Easter. Jesus looked like the guy in the first picture, not the second. I mean, this is great. I'm seeing it's like I was saying earlier. It's sad to see that the left is more correct on what's going on. They're both retards, but I'm just saying. When the left tells, you know, white Christians, hey, you're Jesus, you know, if we're going to be real here, your Jesus looks like this sand nigger over here, okay? Your Jesus was a, your Jesus was like a migrant, bro. Your Jesus was illegal, right? So that's awesome, right? Take a look at this and then take a look at this again. This massive account too, close to 37,000, this girl here, just doing great stuff. Look at what she wrote here. I love seeing our women waking up. This is amazing. Jesus, okay, let's read this. Jesus was a brown man born in Palestine. There are no white people in the Bible. Happy Easter. 28K. Holy shit, finally. I mean, and everyone's just in the comments. Got Adam Green in there. Exactly. You got Lesnixia. Jesus was born in Judea. Right? And this is just great because we're seeing a lot of people. And look at this retard. This is your typical brown reactor. Okay? Look at this spick right here. He's like, stop subverting our holiday, Jew, while we try to worship our Jew in peace. Right? And look at all the copes. Jesus wasn't Jewish. Okay, yeah. Look at these copes. Okay, look at these fucking copes. Son of David, okay? Jesus himself says in John 4:22, okay, that salvation comes from the Jews, all right? You can't, listen, I'm sorry, that tops everything, okay? Jesus' own mouth. Look at Arthur Quan Chink over here. Look at Arthur Quan Chink. If you guys know who Arthur Quan Chink is, he says, doesn't matter what he was racially, but that's likely true factually when you look at the genetic makeup of Galileo at the time. Now, look at this. Oh, my God. Oh my God. This is, yeah. We've got a mess. We've got a mess going on here. All right. So I'm just noticing if you've been seeing a lot of people kind of dunking on Christ on the timeline today. But then there's posts like this, which make me, you know, contemplate, you know, maybe these other people
Cowardly
are right.
Heart sent $5 2 weeks sober from the nigger weed today.
Let's go!
Thank you, Hype, for being the slap in the face I needed. Best I've ever felt in a long time. WFPO slash.
Let's go! Let's go! Big Romans, 2 weeks sober from the nigger weed today! Thank you very much for the kind words, but that's all on you, man. All right, so some good stuff happening. Like I said, you know, I'm really questioning. I'm kind of going back and forth after seeing, you know, posts where they're saying Jesus is a sand nigger, and then seeing posts like this to argue that. I'm like, well, this is something, man. This is getting me to change my whole mind. How do you argue this, bro? How do you fucking deny a miracle like that, bro? How do you deny that? Are you kidding me? Can't you see it, bro? Look at him. Obviously, he's white. Come on now. Right, let's take a look at Tom Roussel. I'm butchering his name here. All right, take a look at this guy. He's a smart guy. He's got a great YouTube channel. Okay, let's focus on. Let's learn a little bit about the true history of our roots, and not the Jewish one.
In the Temporum Ratione, Beda writes that the month which English Christians called Paschal month, what we now call April, was known by him as Eastermonef.
Wait. Back it up here. Okay, because you're going to see the blend here.
In the Temporum Ratione, Beda writes that the month which English Christians called Paschal month, what we now call April, was known by heathens as Eastermonef, after the goddess Easter. Ironically, while most European nations, including the Nordic countries, have named Easter the festival, with some variant of Pascha or Pashka, which derives ultimately from Hebrew Pesach, meaning...
Oh, yeah, that's based. that's, yeah. There's, you got the PP.
Which derives ultimately from Hebrew Pesach, meaning the Jewish Passover feast.
Ah, it's
the English
Passover.
Have reverted back to the pagan name
that's
of
weird
Easter.
That they're like this.
This must have happened after Beda's time, which indicates the cult of this goddess lingered on. Some fundamentalist Christians incorrectly state that this is the only attestation of the goddess, and even that Beda made her up, which is far from true, nor would he have any reason to do so. Jacob Grimm wrote in 1835 that Germans referred to Easter as Ostermonat and Ostermonath, and records Old High German references to the goddess as Ostara, which is cognate with Eastra, both deriving from Proto-Germanic Austron. These names are cognate with the names for goddesses of the dawn in several Indo-European religions, including Latin Aurora, Greek Eos, Baltic Austrin, and Vedic Ushas in India. In Ireland, Brigid, a goddess of spring, was associated with the Beltane fire ritual. Her name is derived from Proto-Celtic Briganti, meaning the High One, which is cognate with Sanskrit Brati, meaning high, which is an epithet for the goddess of the dawn, Ushas. So the names all point to a very ancient dawn goddess. We also have more evidence that she was a real goddess in the form of over 150 Latin inscriptions found in Morkenharf near Bergheim in North Rhine-Westphalia, Germany, dating to the 2nd century and referring to the Matronae Austriahenae, There are also place names that may attest to her worship in England, such as Austerfield in South Yorkshire and Eastry in Kent.
Ah.
The Dawn Goddess seems to have been one of the most important in the Indo-European mythology, and Ushas is by far the most invoked goddess of the Rig Veda. With so many well-attested cognate goddesses of the Dawn, we might venture a guess at the attributes by which this Eastra was known. Unfortunately, we have no Norse goddess with a cognate name. But there is a strong argument that the Norse goddess Freyja is in fact the mythological cognate. Her name is an honorific, meaning lady, which indicates she had another name unknown to us. She is known for being sexual, beautiful, is accused of promiscuity, and her attribute is her necklace, Brisingamen.
Mm.
Similarly, Eos and Aurora were said to be beautiful, and each had multiple lovers. In many Indo-European traditions, the Dawn Goddess is connected to the horse twin gods. The Baltic sun goddess's chariot is drawn by the Dievadeli twins, and Ushas is the sister of the Ashvin twins. Dumuzil theorized that in Norse religion, the horse twins morphed into the father and son pair of Freyr and Njordr, and of course, Frey's twin sister is Freyja, which again connects her to the Dawn Goddess.
I'm trying to track.
Many of these Dawn Goddesses are also associated with gold and treasure, and also having tears made of gold or amber. Likewise, Freyja cries tears of red gold for her missing husband. But it is very odd that Freyja is not attested as an Anglo-Saxon goddess, and also that Eastra has no cognate among the Norse. So, when taking all the other Indo-European evidence into account, I think it's very likely they are the same figure. Once we accept that Eastra was a Dawn goddess associated with sexual promiscuity, like Freyja, and also with the spring, it seems inevitable that the very pagan May Day celebrations found across Germany and England were originally related to her cult. Even today, there is strong sexual imagery in the form of a young virgin called the May Queen, who is paraded about like a goddess, as well as the obviously phallic symbol of the Maypole. More overtly sexual aspects to May Day were preserved until recent centuries. In 1583, the Puritan Philip Stubbs recorded that of the girls who spent the May Day Eve in the woods, scarcely the third part of them returned home again undefiled. Grimm also wrote about certain German traditions in which maidens clothed in white, who, at Easter, at the season of returning spring, show themselves in clefts of the rock and on mountains, which he says is suggestive of the ancient goddess Eastr. Please see my video on May Day and its connection to Easter for more information on that.
All right. I'm going to have to watch that a couple more times to digest it. But this guy has a great channel if you guys want to follow his stuff. If you want to get into the ancient stuff, here is the link to his Twitter. And he also has a YouTube as well. All right. We're going to continue on. Okay. This guy DM'd me. Okay. And I responded like, what? Okay. This guy DM'd me. Okay. And I'm wondering why he DM'd me. Okay. Believe it or not, I don't know why this guy would DM me. This guy. Okay. This account says is from Sarah, pretty big account here. And it says, let's see, she's got 35,000 followers. She says, why are Christians allowing this crypto to do this at their churches? And I wrote, because Jesus is a Jew. Duh. All right. So let's see what's going on here. God, look at all the diversity at that church. Look at the... Bro.
fool.
Persians for Trump, bro. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my fucking God. Persians for Trump? Really? Is that what you're wearing to church? Wow. Look, there's another sand nigger behind him over his shoulder. You got this nigger in the blue hoodie over here. Yep. And then you got this Jewish guy holding his little wooden Jesus Jew on a stick here. Okay, let's take a look.
We are strong in the spirit today. I don't know why you guys are looking for the living where the dead is, but the tomb is empty, the grave is empty, and the prison cell's empty. The pardon from God through Jesus Christ and my pardon has left me here today with the Crusader Brothers of ours. We're going to be back for a demonstration at 2 o'clock, guys, outside
this
the White
Jake
House.
Lang. He's a pedophile.
Yes, this is Jake
he thought he was
Lang,
texting
the Christian,
it was
the Christian that is
stick.
A crusader fighting
pedophile.
For our country.
Uh-oh.
Fighting for our country. Is this anarchy?
Remember when you're texting a 15-year-old?
No,
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You said, don't touch me, kid.
Jesus.
There's a lot of similarities, I guess, with this guy and the Fishbeck guy. Apparently... they like him young. I allegedly they like him young.
Christ is king. Muhammad is
dead.
Buddha
is
dead.
Girl.
Oh, we do definitely need to.
And of course, this leftist is referring to him as a white man. Yeah, nothing's changed here, folks. Christianity is absolutely a snake oil salesman religion. And I mean, here's a guy. I mean, how can you trust a guy that has... Look, do you trust a guy with a hairline that looks like this? Be honest. Do you trust a guy with a hairline like that? Listen to what he's about to say right here. Does that look trustworthy to you? That doesn't look trustworthy at all. Total Jeet hairline. Well, of course, this guy's on the Sean Ryan show. Let's see what he's talking about.
National Library in Paris. Here at your studio can only be seen in the Vatican. It can be seen at the National Library in Paris. And we've got it right here at the Sean Ryan studio right now.
Holy cow.
The great Isaiah scroll is right next to you. This is a facsimile because the Israelis have not allowed anyone to see it since 1968. You're looking...
Wow, can you believe it? The Jews are allowing the Goyim to finally see the Jewish scroll.
At chapter 53, which most Jews won't read in the synagogue because it's so prophetically accurate about what happened to the Messiah. That's the entire book of Isaiah, found in Qumran cave 4. It
Whoa.
Antedates Jesus by 250 years. That is the oldest witness that we have to the book of Isaiah, but I wanted to bring that for you to have just an appreciation of the incredible reliability and authenticity of what happened to Jesus.
He said it's like reliable and authentic. He's really having to force that on everyone.
To the book of Isaiah, but I wanted to bring that for you to have just an appreciation of the incredible reliability and authenticity of what happened
to
Jesus.
What would you say to Jesus if you could meet him?
Man, I
wouldn't say
shit, man. I just...
Bro, I kiss him. I just kiss his feet. I won't say nothing.
Listen, man, we're going to take a break from this all this goddamn Jesus shit and have a little moment of fucking awesome sauce right here. Some white kids kicking some nigger ass. Let's go. Kick that nigger in the face.
I've seen you around for...
Honestly, though, listen, man, these punches, you know, let's be honest, man. We got to get these white kids in the gym, learn how to actually throw a proper punch, okay? It's not, listen, it's a good effort, though. It's an A for an effort. A lot of sloppy punching going on, though. Good kicks. You can't throw punches like this, bro. This is not... This... Gotta do a little bit better, but hey, A for effort, man. A for effort. It's good to see some white kids kicking some nigger ass.
Chud the Builder sent $5. He'll pray for that nigger.
Chud, you better pray for that nigger. Listen, man, we need a good old-fashioned dose of common sense, so let's bring in Thomas Sewell for a second here. A nice little Thomas Sewell flashback. Let's get some common sense, all right? Let's get just a little bit. Here we go.
I'll tell you this right now. There is not a single church in this country that would welcome me.
Is that true? Is that true? You really think so? Why, Tom? Why wouldn't they welcome you into a church, man? They let everyone into a church.
You know, look, I'll tell you this right now. There is not a single church in this country that would welcome me. I'll tell you that. You know, if I was looking to be welcomed, you know, there might have been a time maybe 8 years ago where I could have gone down that path. But there's not a single church in this country that would welcome me. So they would welcome a homosexual. Most of them, almost all of them, would welcome a homosexual.
True.
Every single one of them would welcome a brown person.
Yeah.
And that's not that's not digging at the religion. I'm digging at the church, which I can separate the two.
He's not digging at the religion. He's just digging at the church. Listen, Tom loves Hitler. Okay. So very strategic at the way that he's laying that. I'm just going to say very strategic, very strategic. Okay. Very strategic, Tom. All right. I'm just saying, I think Tom knows, you know, more than meets the eye. Okay. I think he's just playing it different.
Would welcome a homosexual. Every single one of them would welcome a brown person. And that's not digging at the religion. I'm digging at the church, which I can separate the two. The problem is that churches uphold religions. Communities uphold rituals. It takes a community to uphold it. Look, in this pantheon, can we include the Christ-likeness? Can we include the Christians? Because there's a lot of people, there's a guy called No More Amalek, or We Need More Amalek. I can't remember. He was in Charlottesville. I've spoken to him a little bit online.
Amalek. Shout out to Amalek.
Obviously, very, very heavily pagan and very heavily against the Christians. And there was a bit of an interesting little feud there that he was having with Comfy Friend, who put out a lot of anti-pagan posts. And I want to get to...
Oh, and also Comfy Friend was a Christian, a white Christian, who was jerking off to beaners. White nationalist Christian caught jerking off to beaners. Yeah. White power.
Too deep in that. I know people probably want me to shit talk and go into that a little bit
deeper. I got it, Tom.
It doesn't need to be addressed too much. I haven't checked the chat, but I'm sure the chat's going wild at the thought of the comfy scandal. Yeah. Obviously, he absolutely dogpiled the cunt, you know.
Deserved.
Not wrongfully or rightfully so. That's what he did. Yeah, when you have personal arguments with people, you definitely build grudges. And then when it's your turn to shine or...
Let it rip.
Or the opposite, you know, that's what happens. You know, there are people that will say that Christianity has no place in the movement. And I don't agree with that.
Mm.
You know, I make it very clear what my beliefs are.
I'm going to disagree with Tom.
We've had so many people betray us over the years. And when I say betray, I mean not just abandon, but we've had so many people just mess with us internally. Like we've had...
I wonder who.
You know, people, you know, just fuck with adminship.
Who?
We've had people...
Who would
know,
do such a thing?
Us, and they're all really bad Christians. Basically all of them. Like that's a hard...
Oh! You're saying that all the backstabbers that have gone above and beyond to try to bring you down... have all been Christian. That's weird. That's weird. You know what? That's really weird that he's able to specify that categorically. Okay?
You build grudges, and then when it's your turn to shine...
It's almost like they're...
Or the opposite.
Spiritually,
you know,
race traitors.
You know, there are people that will say that Christianity has no place in the movement, and I don't agree with that. You know, I make it very clear what my beliefs are. We've had so many people betray us over the years. And when I say betray, I mean
not just
abandon, but we've had so many people just mess with us internally. Like we've had, you know, people, you know, just fuck with adminship. We've had people, you know, shit talk us. And they're all really bad Christians.
You got to use Power Chat.
Like that's a harsh reality. Like probably 90% of the people that are on our kind of like block list are these like people that pretend to be Christians. They're people that the Christians don't even accept, but they profusely say that they're Christian. That's just anecdotal evidence. That's not, I'm not making a bigger claim there. That's just currently the situation. And so I try to separate these constant betrayals from Christianity as a whole. I don't fight the whole flock because constant of a few bad sheep.
Betrayal. Sheep.
We are open sheep. To people that are in varying degrees of Christian faith joining our organization, and you know, even there are senior members of the organization that are Christian, and we try to keep things respectful and stuff.
All right. Well, listen, I think Tom's trying to play it political. I think Tom knows. He definitely knows. But yeah, I mean, what's to hate about Christianity besides, you know, doing weird Jewish rituals like putting your naked baby in water? Whoa, bro. You trying to listen, man? What are you trying to do to that baby? What are you, some baby beater, bro? Well, you're not a Choma priest. You're just a baby beater. What's going on here? What are you doing, bro? What are you doing? Dude, fire this guy. Dude, fire you. You are fired. Get out of here. What the fuck are you doing? It's child abuse. Fucking weird son of a bitch. Weird son of a bitch. One, if you guys are here for long haul. Two, if you got other things to do. One, you're here for long haul. Two, you got other things to do. Listen, man, we were showing that guy earlier that was on the Sean Ryan show. Okay. Take a look at this, man. If you haven't felt sorry for this Jew lately, let me just help you out here real quick. Take a look at this, man. This poor Jewish guy. Look at what he had to endure.
Not only is he crucified completely naked, but the scriptures tell us that they fashioned a crown of thorns. And this is a crown.
Take a look at
this. This is a helmet.
Look at this poor Jewish rabbi had a cap, a thorn cap.
And this is what puts it beyond all doubt.
Look at that suffering.
I'm an expert in Roman crucifixion.
Look at the suffering.
We have one exemplar of all the crucifixion examples that we have from antiquity. We have only one exemplar of someone that was crucified with a crown of thorns, and that's Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh, he's the only one.
These are 3-inch Bethlehem thorns, Sean. They're extremely sharp because
do they have a pair of shoes for Jesus? I'm waiting for the pair of shoes to come up so they can couple those with the Holocaust museums across the United States, right? You know, why feel 6 million and 1 Jews? Let's just be honest. 6 million and 1 Jews is what they want you to believe.
We have only one exemplar of someone that was crucified with a crown of thorns, and that's Jesus of Nazareth. These are 3-inch Bethlehem thorns, Sean.
Wow.
They're extremely sharp because when they dry, they're as sharp as nails. So I'd like to hand it to you, and I just want to describe it to you.
Yeah, just feel the pain.
Process it.
Look at that. Just process the guilt. Oh, can you feel the blood? Oh, my God, Sean. What do you feel like?
The scriptures say that sacrifices and offerings you did not require, but a body you prepared for me. And this is a replica, which matches because we have 30 to 50 puncture wounds on the head and the scalp.
Can you believe
of
that?
The crucified man. I often joke with the people, yeah, try it on, see if it works.
Yeah.
It definitely does. Those are Bethlehem thorns as sharp as nails. And
they are.
Yeah.
This is what was thrust on Jesus' head.
Yeah.
I want to make sure and remind you, Sean, of the chronology.
Yeah.
Jesus is first flogged.
Yeah,
he's beaten.
He's whipped like a nigger.
I have the flagrum here. I'll show you 700 times.
Oh, 700.
Then they put the crown of thorns on his head.
Ouch.
Pontius Pilate stands up next to Jesus.
Oh,
remember, his wife warned him in a dream. Have nothing to do with this
he
man.
He slapped him in the butt and said,
and
get
yet
in there,
Pilate
Jesus.
Says, Ecce homo in Latin. Behold the man.
Ecce homo. So even Pontius Pilate knew that Jesus was a faggot.
Crown of thorns on his head. Pontius Pilate stands up next to Jesus. Remember, his wife warned him in a dream. Have nothing to do with this man.
And called him
Pilate
an epic
says,
homo.
Ecce homo in Latin.
Epic homo. Okay. He said, listen, stop crying, you epic homo. Okay. Get in there. Pontius Pilate slaps Jesus on his whipped bloody ass and says, get back in there, kike.
And behold the man. And the crowd full of Jews began to yell, crucify him,
yes,
crucify him, crucify him. They want him dead.
They want him dead.
Keep in mind, they had just seen Lazarus raised from the dead.
Whoa.
This is why the most dangerous place you can get is to stop seeking truth. That's there why you I love go. Your program. You show us truth no matter the cost.
No, I believe this
they
guy.
They put this on him.
Looks trustworthy.
And can you imagine the humiliation, the pain? And
this is so nasty, I don't think humiliation would even be in my mind.
God, this is sad. You
know, Walker Waffen sent $5. That's the amount of liquor you need to cope with this insanity.
Isn't it, man? This is pretty sad. This is really, you know, I mean, this has got the Holocaust story beat by miles.
Yeah. Oh, what I see,
it's
Sean.
So painful.
So painful.
I see love.
Yeah, I see love.
Because it should have been my head.
It should have been all of us.
In that crown.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
I have four sons.
I have four
skins. I would die for them. I certainly wouldn't give them for anyone. And yet the Bible says, Jesus loved me so much when I was at my worst. God sent his best for me. Who put his head in that crown. And that is the
character sent $14.88 Icky Homo.
What the fuck, dude? This shit is so fucking gay. Are you kidding me, white man? You fucking fall for this stupid fucking nigger shit? What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? This is a stupid fucking bullshit guilt trip shit.
God sent his best for me. Who put his head in that crown that I deserve.
Oh.
And that is the beauty of the...
Oh, yeah. Are you crying? Because I don't see any fucking tears, you fucking faggot. Why is your voice getting all weird? And why isn't it matching what the fuck's coming out of your eyes, you fucking queer nigger fucking snake oil salesman piece of shit? Your fucking untrusty hairline.
God sent his best for me, who put his head in that crown that I deserved. And that is the beauty of the gospel. That is the beauty that the gospel sets us free of our sin. And we live
fucking
on purpose,
faggot.
For a purpose, because we know
on purpose,
that this
for
life
purpose.
Is not what we're living for. We're living for the new heaven, the new earth, the resurrected king.
This is such fucking gay shit, bro. Fucking insane.
Tell me what you're thinking holding that.
Yeah, tell me about gas chambers and shoes and masturbation machines. Let's go. Get right to it.
I'm thinking about how bad this would, how painful this would be.
Yeah, poor Jews.
And I know you know pain.
Stuffing it on their head, on his head.
Yeah.
You know, like just.
You know violence, you know pain. I want to get your impression of it.
I mean, look at that.
Yeah.
You know how much force they would have to do just to get that around your head?
Oh.
I mean.
Wow. That's a 7 5/8 thorn. Jesus had a big head.
Wow.
Yeah. They don't have snapbacks in that. They're working on a new design so it can fit all heads. Yeah, kind of weird, kind of stupid, right? Kind of silly, okay? And white people are still falling for it. But listen, don't worry. I found a clip that's going to provide some masculine Christianity right here on Fox News.
You recognize these are not political
issues. Oh, wait. Who's that, babe? Knock it off, man. Who's the babe on the TV here?
You recognize these are not political issues. These are spiritual ones that are very much in scripture.
Yeah, makes sense.
Absolutely they are. And if we leave our faith inside a church building at a public worship service and don't take it with us into the marketplace or the corporate boardroom or academia, we are abandoning our culture to evil. And for far too long, the church has been timid.
Culture! So close to race. You just can't get there with Christianity, right? Let's divert from race. Let's just call it culture, right? Close enough, right? Christ is king.
We are abandoning our culture to evil. And for far too long, the church has been timid. I think we need an expression of more dangerous Christianity. I don't mean violent, but I mean Christianity.
Oh, dangerous Christianity, but not violent.
Hans Landady sent $14.88. What's the difference between a cow and the crucifixion? You can't milk a cow for 2,000 years.
That is a good one. That is a good one. Do you notice this? Listen, man, we need some thank you very much, man. Hans Landa, white power, brother. All right, listen to this, man. The Christians, always cucked, always coming in half-cocked. Right? They coming in half-cocked? Well, maybe because they got, like, a bunch of their cock chopped. Maybe that's why you're half cocked, right? When you come in, right? Does it make sense?
I think we need an expression of more dangerous Christianity. I don't mean violent.
But oh, no. Whoa. Violence, bro? Who does that? Unless it's for Israel's Jewish wars. Are you kidding me? For standing up for our culture? What do you mean? We stand up for Jewish culture. We protect Israel.
I mean, Christianity that's willing to leave the church building armed with the truth that we have from the Word of God. The issues you were listing, whether it's the definition of marriage or the sanctity of human life, those aren't political issues at all. They're very much biblical issues, and the church or the people who imagine themselves to be Christ followers, we have to use our voices. And truthfully, there'll be consequences for that. Not everyone will cheer. Not everyone will applaud. There will be some pushback. But that's, you know, if I said I'm only married when I'm at home, that when I leave my house, my marriage covenants are suspended until I return home in the evening, everybody would understand that the nature of my commitment to that covenant was pretty small. Well, if we live our faith that way, that we're only committed to our faith inside the church building, we should understand the commitment to our faith, it's pretty small. We need a bolder, more dangerous Christianity. Not violent, but...
Listen, let me repeat, guys. Dangerous Christianity doesn't involve violence, okay? It just means we got to pray way more here, okay? If we're going to get ourselves out of this situation and deal with our enemies, we need to just pray for them harder and be more dangerous about it, okay? Are you daring me to pray harder for you, bro? Are you serious, bro? You want to fucking fight me? How about if I just drop to my knees right now? Yeah? You want me to fucking take off my shirt, bro? You want me to take off my shirt right now, my pants? You want me to get naked in my heavenly body? You want me to get on my knees and pray for you, bro? Why don't you whip out your fucking feet, bro? You dare me? You dare me to wash your feet, bro? Pull out your fucking feet, bro. No, seriously. Take your fucking shoes off, bro. Take your fucking shoes off, bro. I'm about to pray so hard right now. No, seriously, dude. You're fucking pushing me. You want to push me hard, dude? I'm going to take off my pants. Yeah, I'm getting excited. I'm a little excited. The Holy Spirit's in me. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. Just let me see your feet, bro. Whip out your feet, bro. What, are you scared? You scared I'm going to fucking pray for you, bro? You scared that I got some holy water I'm finna rub your feet down, bro? With a nice little fucking song, you know, with Jesus in the background, bro? You fucking, what are you, fucking weird? Come on, bro. We need some dangerous Christianity right now, okay? Let's go!
Way that we're only committed to our faith inside the church building, we should understand the commitment to our faith, it's pretty small. We need a bolder, more dangerous Christianity. Not violent.
No.
A Christianity willing to engage our culture with the truth of the God that we worship.
There it is, guys. That's the answer. Let's fucking go. All right. So Fox News obviously giving you what you need, the dangerous Christianity. Listen, man, I saw this white dude kicking somebody. Listen, man, this is called dangerous, man. Take a look at this guy. Listen, if you got the size, look at how big this motherfucker is and how agile this guy is. Look at this. This is a dangerous motherfucker. You thought Rex Kwando was a bad motherfucker, bro. That's pretty impressive for a big-ass motherfucking dude, all right? Now, listen, that's called getting dangerous, kicking some nigger's ass with a kick in the face, all right? There's nothing dangerous about things like this, okay? This is not dangerous.
And it's very cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that great? Just went up yesterday.
Wow, look at that, man. Nothing they fear more. Let's go. Trump looks like he's back to Christianity. You guys remember our buddy Farrell Unk, the wigger guy that's helping everyone with their hip-hop hypnosis? First one, if you remember hip-hop hypnosis guy. You guys remember him? The hip-hop hypnosis guy? It's pretty funny. He's pretty funny. Dude, I didn't realize... I think I've seen this guy before. Like, this guy made, like... You know, like, extreme makeovers where it's, like, the biggest loser? Where you look at someone, they're, like, 800 pounds. And they get down to 200. You're like, whoa, holy shit. What the fuck, dude? That's crazy. You look like someone totally different. This guy essentially did the same thing. Like, you got... Take a look at this guy right here, man. Look at this. Wow, this is crazy. Unk, what were you like as a wigger?
And I give up forever to touch you. Cause I know that you feel me somehow.
That's him, bro.
You're the closest to
heaven. I think I've seen his videos. And I don't want to go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment. And all I can breathe is your life. Wow. This is inspiring. I just don't want to miss you tonight. Is that not him? It looks like him. And I don't want the world to see me. Cause I don't think that they'd understand. He says that was me a few years ago. I lost weight, got off drugs, and then I became an author. That's fucking funny, even it's a troll. That's a great troll. That's fucking good. Oh, man. All right. More common sense with Thomas Sewell, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. Thomas Sewell. Oh, man. I wonder if he knows the whole scoop on this Kenny guy here, but he's just probably trying to get his message out there.
I do identify with ancient paganism in the sense of how does a religion start, and did a pagan identify?
All right, well, let's look at Kenny and let's look at Tom. Okay, Kenny is a Christian and he's got a non-white girlfriend. Okay,
as a pagan, you know what I mean? Like, right. Like a real religion, in my opinion, you can't convert into. It's part of your being. A real religion, you don't get baptized, you don't convert. You might have rituals, sure, but I can't convert. So I have people every day trying to get me to convert to Christianity, for example. I can't. It's impossible. I can't become something that I'm not. I can't convert. Right. I am what I am, which you could describe as pagan.
And I'm surrounded by pagans. You better call out SWAT. They've got a small army up here.
All right, beautiful. Okay, you see, why would you want to convert? Okay, converting means you're just converting to a Jewish religion. One, if you're still here for the long haul. Two, if you got other things to do. I saw this guy. His name is Kyle Sweetser, and he said that he's running for the U.S. Senate in Alabama as a Democrat. And he says, quote, our Republican senators have become nothing more than a rubber stamp for the president. They talk about draining the swamp. They are the swamp. Let's help Alabama fight back. And I was like, look, man, this guy could be awesome. Okay. This guy could be awesome. Let's see what he's all about here.
Y'all be mindful of all these U.S. Senate candidates here in Alabama that are saying they're 100% behind Donald Trump's agenda. You look at what's happening right now, and
anyone know where this is leading? Does anyone know where this is leading?
Have directly resulted in higher fuel.
Does anyone know where this clip is leading?
Chaos, to the point where now the White House is saying that we're switching to a wartime economy in 2027, whatever that means. So these folks are going to try to weasel and worm their way out of these positions after the Republican primary here in the state of Alabama. But I want y'all to remember, at the end of the day, when these folks get to Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter what the promises that they make, they're going to be a rubber stamp for the president. They're not going to serve the people of Alabama.
Yeah.
You look at how these folks have served us over the years.
Okay, shut up. Okay, so I said, this is what I wrote there in the comments here. I said, are you going to address white genocide and kick out all the non-white parasite scum from our country? Or are you going to tell me that these brown savages are our brothers in Christ? Let's see where he went here. Let's take a look here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've got your answer. Okay, well, I'm definitely not going to vote for this guy, but I would probably vote for this guy if he ever gets out. Let's just go with this. Let's run it back. Let's run it back. That's so good. Fucking awesome. That's what I'm talking about. What's up?
Liam Jarrett sent $10. All of us goy, no matter what race, are grafted onto the taint of the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Hey, man.
Let me get my son in rad.
No one just gets a son in rad, but I do appreciate the support, White Barrett. Listen, man. Press one if you're still here for long haul, too, if you got other things to do. All right, all right. Pretty good show. Pretty good show tonight. Pretty good show. All right, I think everyone's going to be here locked in for the long haul, which is good. Yep, yep. We've got roughly around 635 viewers right now. Appreciate you guys being here. And thank you guys for, supporting the stream. I know we've had a little bit of entropy issues, but you guys are making do and trying to make it work. I appreciate it. So with that being said, we're going into the second half of the show, which is OME TV. And then, then I'm going to wrap it up and we're going to get into CQ Radio. So hopefully you guys stick around. I'm not sure if anyone's going live after me. Maybe if you guys want to check out other streamers on the platform, that's always helpful to support other streamers that are also streaming here. So I'm not sure if anyone's going next. So speak now or forever hold your peace. If we got some people planning on going live after, now would be the time to promote your stuff. Otherwise, I'm going to be promoting CQ Radio. Let's get into it, shall we? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right to it, son of a biscuit. Come on, cut some shapes, get it right up in my space and shake it. Just shake it. Dance a little, move some more, push it back down to the floor and shake it. Just shake it. Looking deep into my eyes, bend it back and do your best to break it. To break it. Girl, you really look the part. Reach right out, you got my heart. Now take it. Just take it, take it.
I fucking hate niggers so much, it's unreal.
We'll be right back. down to the floor and shake it. Just shake it. Looking deep into my eyes, bend it back and do your best to break it. To break it. Girl, you really look the part. We try, you got my heart, now take it. Just take it, take it.
How's everyone doing? I got this fan blowing super duper high right now. Trying to make sure that when I run this app on my computer loves to act up. So I'm in a wind tunnel right now. I'm trying to cool it down as much as I can while I get all these props going. So hopefully you guys share the stream, got it out there. We're going to do the second part of the show here. And then I got a couple days off. Would you believe that? Would you believe that? That's awesome. Holy smokes. 5 days a week, guys. Are you guys enjoying the 5 days a week? Or is it a little bit too much and 4 is better? 1, you like the 5 days. 2, you like the 4 days. Yep, go ahead and press 2 if you can. Yep, I'm more for the, I like the 2. Personally, I like the 2. That's my thing, right? But here we are, all right? We're here, we're doing it. All right. All right. Let's turn this thing off. Okay, let's get into the show. Wait, I gotta keep it on one at least. Come on, you. I won't have to do this fucking fan shit any longer pretty soon here. I'm gonna have to fork it up for the PC. All right, let's do this, shall we? Do. You guys ready to do this? Let's do this.
Gypsy Crusader sent $5. Sa-a-a-r. Please do not reject Christianity.
Uh-oh, I didn't hear that. Something about Christianity, rejecting Christianity, or something like that. Let's put it on repeat real quick here. Let's see, Gypsy Crusader donating the show. Let's go.
Gypsy Crusader sent $5.
Thanks, Gypsy.
Please do not reject Christianity.
Oh, yeah, don't worry, Brown shitskin. I won't. Okay, guys, ready to do this? All right, big Romans up for my sober brothers. White fucking power. Let's get in this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Here we go. What character should we start with? What do I want to do here? What was that Dylann Roof song that I just played, though? That was a jam right there. Can someone tell me what song that was? I kind of like that. What song was that Dylann Roof song? I want to hear that. I want to use that as like getting pumped in the zone right here. What was it? Come on. What song is that? That's ABBA? That's not ABBA. That can't be ABBA. Is that really ABBA? No. Knock it off. That can't. What ABBA song is it? It sounds like it's like an updated version. Is it really ABBA? It's an ABBA remix? Let's see if we can find it real quick. ABBA remix. ABBA remix. What's the name of the song? Gimme? Let's see if this is it. Nope. No. Wait, no. No, I just want the instrumental. What the fuck? It's called ABBA Gimme? All right, we're going to find it. Hold on. Sit tight. Be patient. Relax here. Let me enjoy this. Is this it? This is it. You're saying this is it. Is this it? Let's go. This is Tammy. Do you hate niggers? White power, fuck niggers. No? Okay. Hi. How are you? Do you love ABBA?
Yes.
Oh my God, do you hate niggers? What'd you say, girl? Hi, Sand Nigger Scum. Hi! I mean, hi!
Thank you.
Hi! Hey, you filthy nigger! You can't break my spirit! You filthy nigger! You can't break my spirit, you fucking nigger! You can't! You can't break my spirit, you fucking nigger! Ha ha ha! Nigga, I'ma break your face, nigga! What's good? What's good, nigga? Get stabbed for I put this in your ass, nigga! Fuck you, ugly ass chick! Fuck you, nigga! White power, you fucking nigger! White man's talking, bitch! Hi!
No fucking way! No fucking way!
What's wrong, fucking you fucking half nigger motherfucker?
Oh my God, we're gonna be on the street!
Fuck you, nigger, white power!
Fuck niggers, bro! Fuck niggers, bro! I'm not even black, bro!
Hi. You are handsome. I need to stop. Oh my God, let me smoke that with you. Hi! Oh my God, you're fucking Mexican! I just hate these filthy ass niggers! These dirty nigger coons! They stink like poop! Hi! I just hate these niggers, they're scum! They're fucking niggers, they're dumb! I fucking hate niggers!
Keep going.
You wanna kill a nigger?
Yeah.
Oh. Ah! Hail to the roof! White power!
Come on,
oh my God, I fucking hate niggers! Woo!
Come on, keep going.
I'm killing niggers! Woo! Killing niggers! Oh, I love this beat. You guys killing niggers? Hey guys! I'm just here to kill some niggers! You fucking hate niggers? Let's kill a nigger! Woo! I'm feeling this breakdown. You guys into it? Hey, what's up, nigger? White power, you fucking nigger piece of shit!
You hear me?
What's up, boy? It's your daddy. Dance for me, nigga! White power, you fucking slave! Get the fuck out of my face! Woo! White power, you fucking nigger! On these niggers, spitting on these niggers, stomping these fucking niggers. Hi, oh my God, I love this song. I pretend to kill niggers to this song. Hi, white power, motherfucker. White power, you fucking nigger. Let me talk to that nigger. Hey, boy! Hey, nigga, fuck you, old faggot-ass nigga! I'm finna kill your sister! Bitch-ass nigga! Fuck you, nigga! Oh, mama nigga, how Hitler! Faggot-ass nigga! I put six in your bitch-ass nigga! Fuck you, oh, mama nigga! Oh, faggot-ass nigga! I like that song, nigga! Why you hanging out with this jigaboo? Looking like Vanilla Ice with your gay eyebrows, nigga! What's wrong with your shit, nigga? Why you on that shit, nigga? You on that shit, nigga? You a dancing queen, nigga. Hey, nigga's a dancing queen. Hey. Dancing queen. Hanging out with niggas on the scene. Looking like a gay ass white dude. Gay ass fag. Hey, you're a fag. Yeah, you're a faggy. Hanging with these dirty coons.
my car, you fucking wigger motherfucker, Heil Hitler, nigger. Yeah! White power, you fucking race traitor. Oh my god, pussy! Oh my god, my phone's ringing. My phone's ringing. Oh my god. Hi, oh my god. I fucking hate Jesus. He's a kike. You hate Jesus?
No.
What?
No.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, what?
I said no.
You like Jesus?
Oh, kinda.
Oh no.
If you're asking, I'm not Christian.
Well, then why do you like Jesus?
Because you gotta like everyone, unless they're horrible.
Oh no, you're gay.
No, I'm not.
You wanna exchange numbers?
No.
You sure? Like, I can always nail you to a cross if you're into that. White power, motherfucker! What's wrong with you, you fucking faggot? Huh? Fuck Jesus! Fuck Jews! Fuck niggers! The fuck's wrong with you?
Hey man, why do you feel that way if you don't mind me asking?
Are you fucking kidding me right now, bro? Are you trolling me?
I'm just asking, man.
Is this nigger trolling me right now, bro? Hold on. Dude, do you not... How old are you?
I'm 13.
You're 13, my ass, bro. What, are you trying to look like Justin Bieber?
No, you're mad at you.
Sorry! Can you sing that? Yeah, well, listen, dude, that's what I want to hear, bro. I'm putting on some Bieber for Jesus tonight. Hey, listen, man. Listen, you guys like Jesus? Shut up, nigger. Hey, listen, nigger. Hi, how are you? I love this song. Do you guys love Jesus? Do you love Jesus?
Yeah.
Say Christ is King. And go like this. Go like this. Oh my god! White power, fuck niggers! Yeah! Hey, you want a fucking nigga? Let's go! Finna get some pussy! White power, ladies! Make white babies! Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I hate these niggers more than it's a hobby. I kill these niggers cause they're sorry. And I'm gonna choke me a dirty boon. I hate all these filthy coons. Sorry. Yeah, ladies, fuck niggers. Hi, I hate niggers, and I'm gonna pull the trigger, nigger, cause I hate you, fucking nigger. Hi, don't fuck niggers. I'll take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. You guys like niggers? Cause I don't. Should I kill it? Wait, are you guys Mexican? Orale? White power, you fucking beater, scum, fat nigger, bitch! The fuck out of my country, you spick nigger! Fuck you, Torta! Go back home, you fucking bitch! Yeah!
Yo, what the fuck?
I'm just gonna kill me a nigger! Watch me pull the fucking trigger! You fucking chink nigger, fuck you, you fucking chink! You fucking eat my dog, you fucking chink, bitch ass nigga. And I pull out my fucking chopstick. And I tell you to go back to China, for I shove this in your vagina. Ooh, ooh. Wipe out, you chink nigga. How hell are you fucking chink motherfucker? Yeah, fuck you. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
White power, fuck niggers, motherfucker! Yeah! Yeah!
niggers. Hi, how are you? Thank you so much. Hey, shut up, you fucking fat nigger.
That's why you
shut up, nigger!
And I'm sitting in my fucking movie.
Yeah, you're fucking sand nigger, bro. You're sand nigger. Alright, listen. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. What's your thoughts about niggers?
What's my thought about what?
Niggers.
About niggers?
Niggers.
they're people. Oh my gosh.
If you start thinking niggers are people, this is what your baby's gonna look like. Now, do you want an eight pound nigglet coming out of your vagina that could be mistaken as a turd? You're gonna be like, push, push. They're like, oh my god, that was a giant turd that came out of her vagina. What happened? Right? Or do you want to like have a white baby come out of you and like have like a kid that looks like you?
They showed a white baby, but what?
What'd you say, nigger fuck? What'd you say?
Oh.
Hey, put your fucking hands out of my face, you fucking nigger. Put down that fucking gun, nigger, unless you kill a nigger. I work better right now. I felt like we're on a roll there for a second.
Registeel sent $5 to assert your dominance over all nods.
That's what I'm about to do.
I'm
about to do that shit right now, dude.
Niggers, but don't fuck niggers.
I'm about to do that. Shut up, nigger. Fucking bitch, I'm speaking right now. You fucking fat Mexican scum nigger fucker. Fuck you. I'll listen to Metallica and think about hanging beaners while I'm in my fucking T-Bird cruising down the street thinking about the 80s before you spicks got here and fucked everything up. Yeah! Yeah, yeah, woo woo! Kill me a fucking beaner tonight. Fuck these scums! Fucking parasitical fucking beaner scum motherfuckers! Oh, Hitler, you fucking spick nigger! Fuck you! Fuck you and Taco Bell. Fuck you and La Quinta, nigger. Fuck all these spicks. Fuck this shit, motherfucker. What's up, motherfucker? What's up, motherfucker? Heil Hitler, bitch. What's up, motherfucker? Heil Hitler, nigger. Put it up for the white race, motherfucker. Put it up, nigger. Fuck Jesus and Heil Hitler, nigger. Put it up. You fucking pussy! Let's go! Ooh, I'm feeling that shit right now. White power, motherfucker! Heil Hitler, you fucking nigger bitch! Yeah! Fuck these niggers and these spicks! What the fuck you doing, Hank? You fucking spick motherfucker! I'm coming for you, you fucking beater motherfucker! I'll see you at Taco Bell ordering a fucking 9mm shot to your fucking dome, nigger! Hold the ice, nigger! Get the body bag, motherfucker! White power, you fucking nigger motherfucker! Fuck you, you sand nigger chink! Motherfucker! We're gonna hunt you fucking chink gooks down! And I'm gonna fucking stab your eyes out with your fucking karate chopsticks, nigger! Fuck you! Woo! Let's go! White power, you fucking nigger bitch! Fuck you! You fucking coon bitch motherfucker! I can't wait to start killing nigger babies! You fucking piece of shit! Fucking nigger Christ cuck! Fuck you! When's the last time you seen your nigger dad? Hey, right here, bitch! Say hi to your daddy! That's right, ho! You better pray to Jesus, nigga! I'm coming! I'll be crucifying your ass! I'm gonna hang you from a cross, nigga! What's up, bitch? I'm all about raping hoes, cause I'm a nigga! What's your thoughts about white power? White power, fuck niggers! Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Fuck these niggers! But don't fuck these niggers, you understand? White power? White power!
Let's go! Woo! White power, motherfucker! Jacked as fuck on these nigger motherfuckers! Fuck these niggers!
Fuck those niggers!
Fuck you, niggers! Fuck you, nigger Heil Hitler, motherfucker! Hey, what's up, nigga? It's your daddy. I'm finna fuck your mama right in front of your face, nigga. Where the white pussy at, you fucking faggot-ass half-nigga? I'm finna smoke you, you bitch, nigga. Drinking a Modelo, you half-nigga, fucking half-Mexican, nigga. Fuck you. White power, you fucking half-nigger cholo. Fuck you. Fucking make me sick, you Jewish science experiment motherfucker. Go wipe your lips with your fake gold, you fucking nigger bitch. The fuck up.
What the fuck?
Shut up, nigger. White power, you fucking nigger bitch. The fuck you looking at? Hey, white power, fuck niggers. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Hey, Hitler's dead, boy.
Wait, listen, Hitler needs to be alive. Fucking mud shark bitch. White power, motherfucker! Heil Hitler, you motherfucker! Put it up, bitch! Fuck Jesus, motherfucker! Heil Hitler, nigger!
Nah,
what'd you say?
Hell no.
What'd you say, hell no?
Yes, hell no.
What, do you worship Jesus, you faggot?
Yes.
He's a fucking Jew.
Take that shit back right now.
Nigger, have you read your Bible, you stupid fuck?
Yes.
Yeah, where does it say that he's not a Jew?
It doesn't.
Oh, really? You want to play fucking read the Bible with me, you stupid fuck? You want to play that shit with me, nigger? Let me show you something, you fucking bitch motherfucker. Turn on your fucking video game.
I don't know.
Turn on your fucking gay video game, you fucking... Hold on one second. Listen to this, you faggot. Was Jesus Jewish?
Yes.
Oh, he was.
Jesus was Jewish.
I said he was.
Oh, so you worship a Jew and you're cool with that, you fucking faggot nigger?
What?
Are you fucking white?
Yeah.
Then why the fuck you worshiping a fucking Jew? You fucking gay motherfucker? That's why you're playing video games. Playing with your joystick. You're never gonna get pussy worshiping a fucking kike. Bitch. Fuck these niggers and fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, nigger. Hey, what's your... God damn it, I'm fucking fired up right now. Listen, you fucking nigger. Ooh. Hey, what the fuck are you doing looking like a total faggot right now, bro? I'm finna whoop your ass, you fucking beaner Charlie Kirk. You look like Charlie Kirk beaner eyes, nigger. What the fuck was that? Did you see that? Charlie Kirk's still alive in Mexico. Motherfucker. Hey, what's up, you fat spick? Look at your green walls, looking like you're living in Tijuana, you fucking nigger. God. Hey, what's up, you nigger bitch? Oh my god, look at this fat nigger. Holy shit.
Yeah, I literally sniped you. You're going on.
Say hi to your daddy, you fat nigger. Say hi to your daddy, nigga. Holy shit. Ugly ass nigger Boone. You ugly ass Boone.
You definitely support Trump.
Hey, fuck Trump. He's a Jew lover.
You look like you support him.
Hey, listen, white power, you fucking nigger, bitch. Fuck all niggers and fuck all Jews. God damn it. Wow, I was feeling that for a second there. I don't know if you guys are feeling that. Hold on, need a little... Hey, what's up, you fat fucking non-white scum? Fucking, hey. Taking a break here for a second. I need to recharge here. Oh, man. Yeah, let's get some other tunes going. I just real maxed to the limit, bro.
All right. What's the other ones? What's another song that pumps me up? I'm running on fumes here, guys. Running on fumes. Hi.
What's up?
Oh my God, how are you? You guys hate niggers? I fucking hate niggers. Hey, don't be saying that, nigga. Hey, I see these white boys. They try to act white, yes. But yes. They act like niggers in the middle of the night. They brainwash by the dirty and Jews. And Jews are child molesters. Oh, Jews are child molesters. White power, motherfucker, throw it up. Paul Hitler, motherfucker, throw it up. No, nigger, that's gay fucking nigger shit. Hey, what's up, nigga? Why you acting like a nigga, bro? Act like a white man, man. Put it up. Put it up, nigga. Hi. How are you?
Are you threatening?
Yeah. White power, you fucking nigger. Fuck you, nigger. Fuck all you dirty niggers. You dirty ass nigger. Yeah, your hair look my fucking pubic hair. Yeah, you ugly ass nigger. You a half nigger, truth. You dirty. You dirty ass coon. You boom. You filthy street ape. Hey, what's good, nigga? Hey, what's up, baby? You like black men? White power, fuck niggers! God damn it! Hi! You like this song?
Yes!
I hate niggers! They're dirty ass scum, man! They got the little smallest baby brains for bums! Hi!
Hey.
You hate niggers?
Nah, fucking hate.
Shut up, you spit nigger! Fuck you! You fucking beaner! Go back to Mexico! You dirty ass chapo nigger! You fucking chapatillo motherfucker!
Make me I hate fucking niggers!
You hate niggers?
Nah, but.
Ooga booga booga! Ooga booga! White power, nigger! White power, bro.
It's late, I'm sorry.
Hey, man, are you celebrating Jesus today, bro?
I don't know. I'm not fully in belief of Jesus. I think being Christ-like is great.
Are you Jewish?
No.
What are you?
I admit that I just don't know.
Cool, that's cool.
I wasn't raised in any household. I wasn't with Christianity. I wasn't around any.
What are you doing smoking weed? Are you a Middle Easterner?
No, I just like weed.
Are you white?
I'm Italian, bro.
All right. Yeah, well, check this out, man. White people are going extinct because white people are smoking dope and worshiping a Jew.
I'm not worshiping a Jew.
But you're smoking dope.
What is that having to do with me?
That's what niggers do. That's nigger culture. Do you think Da Vinci or Donatello or like Michelangelo were smoking weed?
Well, you'd rather me smoke tobacco.
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather you smoke tobacco than fucking turn to a nigger.
I don't see how that. Well, what is your belief like what do you like? I'm trying to figure out like your actual like mindset. Because if it's for a reaction.
I'm talking about Ninja Turtles, bro. I'm not talking about real Italians. Hey, real quick. So what I'm asking you, man, is that white people are a 7% global minority. All right. And if we don't get our head out of our ass and get disciplined, then we're going to go extinct. Okay. So if you are smoking weed and behaving like a nigger, then you're allowing white women to idolize what your behavior is and fuck niggers. And when women fuck niggers, their kids look like this. Okay, that means the white race goes extinct. So it's up to you to be disciplined.
Dr. Jewenstein said $5 you should be playing the soundtrack for Romper Stomper.
I don't have that. What's up, man?
Do you believe that? Like, just what is your opinion on humans? just as a whole.
I believe there's different races, and different races have different specialties.
It was like, I don't know how big into science you are, but that it's really just melanin in the skin. Like,
No. Your average IQ of a nigger is 80 in the United States compared to a white person, which is 105, which is considered mildly retarded in most European countries.
If you have a lot of people of color who are in a very bad culture, I think culture can be very bad.
Well, if you leave a white person...
Same like redneck culture in America. It's pretty bad. And it's not because like, no one's trying to be a different skin color. People just in poverty don't get the same education. They don't have parents. They don't have a dad in the picture. White people don't have parents.
Okay, here's the deal, man. If you look at what's going on in Africa, okay, your average IQ there is 60, which is, there's gorillas with higher IQs than niggers in Africa, okay? So niggers are lucky to actually be in our presence. Let's just be honest.
Where are these facts?
These are facts. You can actually look this up. What brains are heavier? What density in brains? The prefrontal cortex of a nigger is undeveloped. That's why it makes doesn't make good decision-making. That's why they always run from the cops, because genetically they have
I see a lot of white dudes running from the cops and doing dumb shit. I don't think it's a race problem. I think it's just humans.
Well, wait. 13% global. 13% is what niggers make up in the United States. They're responsible for 60% of all violent crimes, and this tracks in Europe as well.
I think it's a community problem, really.
You think it's a convenient problem? What that?
Community, not convenient.
Okay. So how do you explain?
I think, like, you believe in Jesus, right?
No, Jesus is a kike. It's made up. There's no fucking contemporaries.
Okay. I don't think he's exactly made up. I think the Bible is very twisted. I think it's just used to control people.
Okay, but then tell me a contemporary that documented Jesus' existence.
Do you think we all just evolved into different, like, races?
I can tell you that I just don't have the answer, and I don't trust the Jewish scientists that are providing the answer for us. So that's where I'm at with it. I can't give you the correct answer on what's going on currently.
How do you think we can fix these problems?
Everyone goes to their own nation like intended to be, like nature intended it to be.
And then what?
And then let the best race win. But I'm not here to babysit niggers and non-whites.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, I feel like it's wasted potential. Like all these people on Earth, and why not just be like positive and just kind-hearted to each other?
Why not be positive to your own race?
I think you should be positive to everyone.
Why not be positive to your own? When are lions positive to like tigers or what are those things? Those fucking the things that follow around the lions that are, you know, they always are at war with. You know,
hyenas.
Yeah, are lions positive to hyenas and tigers?
But I don't think lions and hyenas are like really.
What happens when they get around each other?
All humans are like within a certain height ratio, certain facial structure ratio. We're all in the same kind of like.
Bro, do you understand that niggers are extremely violent compared to white people?
Well, what like?
It's not our job. It's not our job.
We're all one same like race. We're all different skin colors because we.
No, we're not one same race. There's different. Dude, shut the fuck up, okay? Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Okay, shut the fuck up. Do you know, like, if you were to look at dogs, okay? Do you know the difference between a Labrador and a pit bull? Do you know the difference? They're the same dog, okay? Species, okay? Dog species, dog family. Okay, different breeds, different races, different breeds, different races. Is a pit bull more likely to attack you or a Labrador?
I mean, if you breed pit bulls to attack people, but...
What is more likely to attack you? Are you denying science, you retard?
100% pit bull.
Okay, that's the same thing with fucking niggers. Okay, they're geared different.
What's your solution?
Goddamn. What's the solution?
Just hatred?
No. Hatred protects the things that you love. I care about my fucking race more than I give a fuck about niggers. What the fuck is this thing popping up right now? This was a long time ago. This is what marijuana does to people. This is why I'm so anti-marijuana. You can see this kumbaya nigger shit, dude.
Jesus foreskin eater sent $5. Fuck niggers, white power. Hey, niggers are not human.
Hey, white power, appreciate it big time. All right, now we got about more like 15 more minutes of this shit. Let me grab my card here. Gosh, that pisses. How the heck do I get banned? How the heck do I get banned, like, down the road? This is weird. This is weird. Okay. Are you guys having a good time tonight? Huh? Better be. Let's do this. Motherfucker. Is the stream smooth? All right, tad glitchy. The kid just pisses me the fuck off, dude. I hate this stupid tree huggy fucking marijuana brain shit, dude. Can't tolerate Christ stars, can't tolerate potheads. Too fucking dumb. Okay, hopefully we're back. Fucking A. Yeah, save it. Let's go. My nose is running like a motherfucker, too. Come on now. Oh, no. Fuck. Okay, wait. We're good. I think we're good. I'm just fed up. I don't know what to say. It's just, it's becoming annoying, you know, having to deal with, you know, subhuman apes, dumb niggers, retards. You know what I mean? Everyone's a nigger.
Nigger.
You hate niggers? You hate niggers?
No, I have a boyfriend that's a nigger.
Why would you date nigger? Wait, why would you date a nigger?
I love niggers. They're hot.
Wow, do you know what your kid's gonna look like if you continue to fuck a subhuman monkey?
Nigga, what?
This is what your kid's gonna look like, you fucking whore bitch. God, I would fucking hang a race trader, fucking cunt. Fucking
what?
Hey, what are you, dude? Are you white, you fucking weird nigga? Like, you look like.
Nah. What the hell? Are you like KKK?
Are you like a half nigger Jewish science experiment? Are your parents Christian?
Oh, okay.
Listen, hey, Garen.
You look like you're on the search of the before anything. So you look like Warden from Rainbow Six Siege.
I don't even know what that is, but let me ask you a question. Are you half nigger?
I'm black. I'm part black. I'm not half. I'm like 35%. I'm 33%. I'm 33%.
You should convert. Okay. So are your parents Christian?
Yeah.
Boom. Let's go. Christian science experiment, which is a Jewish science experiment. Hey, what's up? What the fuck are you, dude? Are you a gay? Boy. Are you a gay nigger? Bro, what is going on with your eyelashes, bro? You're a gay nigger. Just admit it.
Bro, I just have long eyelashes.
Bro, you're a fucking gay nigger. Look at your fucking makeup.
Okay, fucking Nazi ass bitch.
Okay, what are you racially? You look like a beaner and a nigger.
Bro, why do you keep saying that?
Because that's what you are racially. Just admit it. Tell everyone you're a subhuman. What kind?
No, I'm actually a dick sucker.
I know you're a dick sucker, but what kind of subspecies are you? You look like you're part nigger or part Mexican. What are you?
No, the one that your daddy greeted.
Hey, let me wipe this booger that I'm picking on your fucking head. Lean over so I can wipe this booger on your fucking subhuman head. Yeah, eat a booger, you fucking dirty subhuman. Okay, gross. Hey, what's up, man? You look like you're partially white.
Yo, I know you!
Oh, yeah? What do you know?
I don't know. Say some crazy shit. I feel like I heard you, sir.
Are you white?
Nah, I'm Ecuadorian.
Ecuadorian. Weird hair, yeah. Man. Weird hair.
Appreciate it. It's really curly, but it's like really straight back here.
Awesome, man. Is that you trying to grow like a full mustache? Is that how you grow it?
Yeah. It's not coming through, bro. I've been trying.
That's not a good look, bro.
Yeah, nah, bro.
Ears are looking kind of weird, too. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I got some big-ass ears, bro.
Dysgenic as fuck, man. I knew you weren't white because I could tell you're a subhuman.
Yeah.
So what's the whole, like, pretending to talk like a nigger thing? Are you, like, emulating niggers in Ecuador? Or
I knew it was you, bro.
Dude, this fucking I love bro. This dude. No. Anyway, I'm out of here, dude. Fuck you, Spick. Oh, my God. What's going on? Do you believe in Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
What did he die for? Yeah, that's what I thought. Hey, Jesus died for your sins. Do you know that? Oh, you don't believe in Jesus. What are you, a Satan worshiper?
What is your problem?
Well, I mean,
do you come on here and just preach to everybody and tell them
what you don't believe in Jesus?
I didn't say that.
Well, why don't you say Christ is King then?
Man.
You don't believe in Jesus, huh?
Do you?
No, I think he's a fucking kike and I hate niggers.
There you go.
All right, so where you at with that?
I love black people.
Listen, if she was 40 pounds lighter, I might consider. But listen.
I love black people.
I can tell. Why
don't you like black people?
Well, you fucked a black guy, obviously.
Definitely not. I grew up in the hood. I grew up with them.
Oh, so you fucked one?
Nah.
Why not? Because they're you know they're low IQ subhumans. No.
No.
Oh, what makes them? What can you name me a nigger invention?
They're just fucking awesome.
Well, there isn't one nigger invention.
I'm so glad they're in our life to piss people off like you.
I know, man. Let's have some nigger babies, shall we? What is her excuse? She's a liberal? Do you work at Starbucks?
Do I work at Starbucks?
Your tattoos look like you work at Starbucks.
Definitely not. I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse. Sorry. Are you a traveling nurse?
I'm studying right now to be one.
Oh, traveling?
Yep.
So you do drugs?
No.
Come on, you smoke weed?
I smoke weed. I don't fucking do drugs.
You smoke weed and you fuck niggers?
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chat, press 1 if she smokes weed and fucks niggers. Hold on one second. Press 1 if she smokes weed and fucks niggers. 2 if you believe her. Chat says you're definitely a mud shark.
I don't give a fuck what the fuck your chat's saying.
Well, listen.
Why are you on here doing this weird shit?
Well, because I'm trying to...
Fuck your dumbass chat.
Well, listen, you're fat.
It's 2026. You're fat. How old are you?
You're fucking, fat. You're fat. Why don't you calm down, you fat? You're acting like a fat nigger right now.
Like what?
You're acting like a fat nigger right now. Can you calm down?
That's fucking insane.
Can you take your voice down, you fat nigger?
Behave
like a white person for a second.
Chat, what do you think she says?
They think you're a fat mud shark. What's wrong with that? Why don't you stop chimping out? Why don't you read this, you fat nigger bitch? Why don't you read this? Why don't you read this? Why don't you read this, you fat bitch?
Do something.
Can you read this, you fat bitch? Are you cool with it? Do you do this at the hospital?
Do
you do this at the hospital, you fat bitch? Hey, do you suck baby penises at the hospital or what? Can you tell me what's going on? You would eat a foreskin, wouldn't you, you fat bitch?
I don't work in a hospital.
You fat fucking...
Jesus, foreskin.
I do not work in a hospital.
Fat! 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 Fat!
Fat! Fat! Fat! Fat!
Fat! Fat! Fat! You were fat.
Yeah, someone pissed you off. No, you're...
Hey, listen. You look nice and happy and fat.
I love pissing you off. I like black people.
No, say you love black people. Say you love fucking niggers. Say you love fucking niggers, you fat
fuck
bitch.
You
fuck you, you fat nigger fucker. Let me get some pussy. I'm finna smash.
That's so much better.
I'm finna smash this pussy right now. Come here, girl. Let me get some pussy. I like them thick.
So bad.
Hey, I like them thick bouncing on my big old thick banana, bitch. What's good?
You want to be like these black people so
I
want
to be a black man so bad. I'm trapped in a black body right now, girl. You want to help me get out?
Yep.
Listen, what's going on? Chat, I don't know what to do with this fat bitch, man. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. See you later, you fat land whale.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, what's up? You look like a Mexican piece of shit. Yeah, fuck you, Beaner. Go back to Mexico, nigger. Hey, what's up, Spicadre, nigger chink, fuck you, nigger bitch. Looking like fucking Jackie Chan, nigger, with your gay mustache. Fucking faggot-ass motherfucking Puerto Rican fucking dog fucker. Fuck you,
nigger. Oh, you want to go?
Yeah,
you wanna go?
Yeah, what the fuck are you going to do about it, bro? You fucking worship Jesus, bro? You believe in Christ?
Yeah, I do.
Take your fucking shoes off, bro.
My shoes?
Take your fucking shoes off, dude. You want me to fucking pray for you, bro? You want to act fucking bad?
Yeah.
Take your fucking shoes off, bro. Seriously, bro. No, seriously, dude, fuck this shit, bro. You want to fuck it? You want to do something, bro? You want to do something? Take your fucking shoes off right now, bro. Take your fucking shoes off, bro. Christ is King. Yeah, give me those fucking feet, bro. Give me those fucking feet right now.
What would you say to Jesus?
Give me those feet.
You could meet him. Give me those shit.
Give me the fucking feet, bro.
Kiss.
All right, listen, man. Hold on one second, man. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, bro. Hold on one second, bro. Stay right there. Hey, listen, Jesus, I'm so sorry for being racist right now. Hey, put your feet closer, man. I can't feel them. I need to feel the spirit. Put them closer, bro. All right, listen, man. I just want to say I love Jesus Christ, and you know, I'm so sorry for being racist to you, bro. I know that we're all brothers in Christ, and can you please forgive me for being a racist white supremacist, bro? I'm done washing your feet. Are we good? Can you forgive me, bro?
Yeah.
I had to do it for Christ, bro. I had to do it. Jesus Christ made me forgive that spick for being in my country. Hey, stop looking at me, you fucking weird gay chink. Fucking looking at my nipples, you faggot. Fucking weirdo faggot chink. Fucking gay ass chink looking at my nipples, bro. What the fuck? Hey, shut up, you fucking beaner. I'm fucking tired of these Mexican niggers. Fucking faggots. Hey, what's up? You look like you're trying to impress some niggers online. Are you? Hope not. Okay, you hate niggers? Yes! Wife material. Here we go. Hey, what's up? You like? You look like Charlie Kirk's wife. Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh my God. Erica.
I get that one a lot.
Erica, hold on real quick. Is Charlie still alive?
I'm not answering that.
Okay, listen. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I do.
What did he die for?
Died for my sins.
Yeah. You're white.
I'm white. That's
right. You got blue eyes?
That's right.
Blonde hair?
Right.
Are your lips real, or do you put like filler in there?
I don't think I'm old enough to get lip filler.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay, have your parents warned you about dating guys?
Warned me? I don't need my parents to warn me.
Like
I'm not dumb.
The birds and the bees and the niggers with STDs. So if you end up dating a black guy, your kids are going to look like this. Do you want your kids to look like you or look like they came from the zoo? Ooh, tough question, chat. Let's see if she answers correctly. This is tough. This is tough. Listen, Jesus doesn't want you to be racist, right?
Are you like live?
I'm live right now. And I want to ask you if you heard about this.
On what? On what?
On Goyim TV. Take a look at this. Have you seen that? Wow, that's awesome. Hey, what's up, dude? You look like white power, dude. Are you with that?
No, I'm not about that.
Are you Christian?
Yes.
That's why you're not with that. Jesus loves everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I wish I could grow a beard like yours, dude.
You can, man. Awesome. You can. Hey, you look like a white guy. Are you ginger?
Yeah.
Dude, how old are you? We look like about the same age.
I'm like 34.
Okay, you just look old as shit. Okay, I'm actually just aging better than you. All right, now I got a quick question. Hold on one sec.
Infamous plumber sent $15.
Thanks, bro.
The stovepipe. Heil Hitler, white man.
Hey, white power. Hey, listen, what's up, Beaner Scum? What are you doing? Thank you very much. White power. Fuck niggers. Hey,
you
fucking Beaner. Come back to Mexico. Fucking Beaners. Niggers, Beaners, niggers, Beaners, niggers. It's just a constant nigger Beaner selection here. Can I run into some white people? Dude, you look like Prince. You know who Prince is? He's like this weird looking nigger that sings Purple Rain. Can you sing Purple Rain?
No, can you?
I could if you'd skip, I'd probably get into it, but I gotta look at your ugly ass. I don't want to. Purple Rain, niggers are shit stains. Something like that. Are you a nigger or are you a Jeep?
I'm white.
Nigger, you do not look white, bro. You look like you're some sort of like vape pen dealer, bro. How much you get me if I get 5 vapes? How much can you get me a deal for?
I've never vaped in my life.
Come on, bro. I know you got them foggers, bro. What you got them foggers for, nigger? Hook me up on some foggers, bro. I know you got some in the back right there.
Wait, what did that mean? That you're the actual smoker since you're the.
Well, one I know, but you're the street shooter vape dealer, bro. So where's the deal, bro? I'm trying to get 5.
Do you have any
people
that I ever sold?
What? I can't understand your weird accent.
Okay,
I'm white, son.
You understand me?
Bloody buddy, buck chode, nigger, fuck you. Hey, what's up? Oh, man. Do not redeem, sir. Hey, are you chink? God, gross chink. I want to get that in there. Are you white? I hate these bitches. They're niggers. Not you. Not you. I just hate niggers. It's nothing personal. Are you guys white?
No!
What race are you?
Mexican. Are you?
Go back to Mexico, you fucking beater! What the fuck are you doing here, you fucking spick? Fucking beater?
I've seen that guy before.
Hey, white power, fuck niggers.
What power?
Let's go, motherfucker! Heil Hitler! Yeah!
I've seen this guy before. This guy's fucking tough as hell.
That's right, motherfucker. Flexing on these niggers. Getting ready to go kill some niggers, man? You better have a submachine gun. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, wait. Let me get some real quick.
Let's go. Let's flex on these niggers. Fuck these niggers.
All these motherfucking niggers. Motherfucking niggers.
Let's go. Put the lights on these fucking niggers, motherfucker. Lights on, nigger. Coming for you, motherfucker. That's right, bitch. Woo. Yeah. Hey man, let me tell you something real quick. Listen, what's man, up? You look like you're white power. I'm gonna give you my website, alright?
Alright.
Alright, listen, it's like YouTube for white people, man. Do you know what's going on with white people? We're 7% global minority. Did you know that?
No.
We are a minority now because it's all bigger than the Mexican.
Yes!
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? You need to talk to me.
That's my mom. That's
your,
my mom.
Hey, mom, you need to watch my show. Listen, how old's your mom?
Huh?
How old's your mom?
She's 36.
Hey, she loved my show. Listen, I go by Handsome Truth. I'm on Goyim TV. Read this. This is who's opening our borders.
Fuck the Jews.
Yeah, the fucking Jews. Yeah. Now, let me give this site to you and your family, okay? Real quick here, okay? GoyimTV.com.
So I'm the only one that likes black people?
No, bro. You
shouldn't like black people. A white woman gets raped every 13 minutes because of niggers. Okay? You don't want to be a statistic, do you?
I can't.
Niggers have an IQ of 80. Okay? That's called mild retardation. White people have 105 IQ.
Yeah.
And niggers are at. We are paying. Okay. Do you know what a white taxpayer pays per nigger? $750,000. $750,000 per nigger. We can't even have our own families, our own homes, because we're too busy feeding niggers that want to kill us.
I'm a nig.
I'm 43.
Bro.
He's 43.
Well, listen, I am young and I'm fun.
He's speaking truth.
Yeah. So, listen. So, listen. This website, okay, this is who controls the media. All the Jews, okay? And it's even beyond, like, look, this is Joe Biden's cabinet, 75% Jewish, okay? Donald Trump, controlled by kikes, too. It's all ran by Jews. Yeah. Now,
he's on Goyim TV.
Wait, let me ask your mom some questions, if you don't mind. Is she there? Can I ask her? What? Can she hear me?
Yeah, she can hear you.
Okay, Miss Mom, how did you wake up to the Jews? Do you know about the Jews and what they're doing?
I mean, my brother studied that his whole life.
My uncle was a fool. He hated them motherfuckers. He had fucking shit tattooed on everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Look, I got the same thing, dude. Fuck these fucking Jews, man. It's all about white power.
My brother was poor.
Your brother what?
Yeah, he was for the... White Aryan Resistance, whatever it's called.
Oh, the Tom Metzger, White Aryan Resistance. Are you in California?
Yeah.
White fucking power, huh? Dude. You're in the...
You said my brother's over.
No, with war.
Yeah, all that shit.
Hey, listen, screenshot that, all right?
Yeah, screenshot it real quick.
Yeah, screenshot.
Bro, why the fuck would you hit me? Stupid idiot, bro.
All right, did you get it?
Yeah.
All right. Come make an account. Come check out the show. Have your mom check it out. I go by Handsome Truth. All right. And I'm going to be re-uploading this episode later on tonight, so you'll probably enjoy it. All right.
All right.
All right, man. White power, fuck niggers, but don't fuck niggers. All right.
White power.
White power, motherfuckers. Let's kill these fucking motherfuckers.
Woo! Get them on.
Hey, white power, you fucking ginger nigger.
Yes, let's go. White power.
Yeah, you down with that? White fucking power.
Yeah.
even though I'm ginger, they're like that.
Yeah, fuck Jesus. He's a Jew.
If that's what you believe in, then fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. Hey, listen, man, you know white people are 7% global minority?
Really?
Yeah, and the Jews are behind it. Okay, these people that do this.
Baby. Oh.
Did you know that?
No. How do you feel about black people?
I hate niggers. They're retards.
Would you say
wait,
that?
Wait, what did you just say?
I hate niggers. They're retards and they're dangerous.
Okay, would you agree?
Wait, let me see the part of that flyer again.
Okay, which one? There's a few.
The baby sucking penis.
I've never. Where'd you get that? Did you print out yourself and laminate it?
So I own the site. So if you are you on your phone right now? You got your phone?
Not.
You got your phone. You took a picture, right?
No, I didn't take a picture of that. I swear to God.
Who's got a phone?
Get your phone.
Grab your phone, right, dude. I'm gonna give you the site. All right,
what's the site?
Okay, so type in gtvflyers.com. I own the site. And what do you know about the Jews?
No, educate me.
Well, this is gonna educate you faster. Watch, like, take a look at that. Are you on the site?
He's going to look at it.
All right, what's it called?
GTVflyers, FLYERS.com.
I'm looking it up.
And it will come right up, man. And it's going to give you, like, a list of, like, things that the Jews are involved in. Perfect. Now, just read me the top part of the flyers as fast as you can. Just keep scrolling. Just the top part.
Every single aspect of the media is Jewish.
Keep going.
Every single aspect of U.S. politics is Jewish. Black savages murder white. Is this true?
Yes. This is all the little kids that don't get reported on, where they're lit on fire, they're fucking shot and stabbed to death. We're talking toddlers. Where if George Floyd, a fucking nigger on fentanyl, gets killed by a cop, the whole world burns down. But
I don't agree with that shit either.
They're killing white kids, and we're not even doing a fucking thing. We haven't even thrown a rock through a car.
Would you agree that, like, most of the black people are the reason for half of the crimes in this world?
60% of all violent crimes in America.
Why, though? Like, why are they so violent and aggressive?
Well, it comes down to, like, racial science. So they have an undeveloped prefrontal cortex, which is involved on, like, decision-making and planning. And it's undeveloped. If you look at a black person's, like, forehead, that's, like, very small. Their brains are smaller. There's difference in race other than just, like, melanin, right? Their bone density is a lot heavier. That's why you don't see, like, Olympic swimmers. You only see white swimmers, right? The bodies are completely different. And this is shit they don't want you to learn, because if you learn that you're smarter, right, than a black person, you're not going to believe in equality. And you're going to want to be caring about your own people. Now, if we're a 7% global minority, should we be caring about our people, or should we be worrying about the minorities that are non-white in our country that hate us and how to feed them?
Probably us.
We should worry about us. Yeah. And that's to be expected. I only expect black people to care about their own people. That's normal. Mexicans caring about Mexicans, that's normal. But when white people want to care about white people, it's racist.
Yeah, I don't understand why we're so focused as white people as caring about everybody else but ourselves.
Because we have an altruistic genetic trait, right? And it's being weaponized against us through Christianity and liberalism.
Is there anything you can, like, educate me on before I go that I won't know about?
Okay, so those flyers that you looked at, there's some movies in there, right? Watch those movies, take notes. World War II history, the Holocaust is fake.
Really?
Yeah, straight up fake bullshit, yeah. Yeah.
So all those Jews that were killed, it wasn't like a whole...
No, they weren't masturbated to death. They weren't turned into bars of soap. I mean, the people that suck dicks at children told you that they were turned into bars of soap. Okay.
And why are they doing that?
Because they've been up to mischievous things for a long time. They've been kicked out of 109 nations over 1,030 times. And what they do is that they're able to convince Christian cultures, right, that they're God's chosen people. Christians allow them into white societies. Christians aren't allowed to bank. Jews are allowed to bank. Jews get into banking. They control the money. They control the politicians. They take over the country.
Wow. That was very well spoken. You have a great night.
Hey, you too, man. White power. Fuck niggers. All right. Have a good one, guys. Wow. What the fuck is that? I stuck around. Hey, for like, you know, that's, you know, just being rapid with it, I felt like that was pretty good. I felt like those kids wanted to learn, so I stuck around. And I think, you know, seed was planted. Website's there. I checked it out. They're on it. So, you know, it's a little bit of a speed course when you do this and you know that you're on a time limit and you're trying to entertain people and get the message across to other people. It's definitely difficult. You're on a bit of a time schedule, right? So I felt like we were able to do that productively. Favorite part of the show tonight, top three moments, what were they? God damn it, my nose is running. The fat nurse? You thought the fat nurse was good? The ABBA was pretty good. It was a good show tonight. I felt like it was probably better than Friday night. And Saturday. The bass mom. Bass mom racist kids? Mama Womp? We didn't even get to see her though. What about the Christ cuck feet washing? Did I fucking shit the bed on that? I thought that was kind of funny. I kind of like set the stage earlier when I was like, yeah, man, you just gotta, you know, like be tough. Take off your shirt and wash fucking brown people feet, right? I was setting that up for, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, you listen, it's improv, man. It's hit or miss. Let's see. The feet washing was pretty good. Last two kids were red pilled. Mm-hmm. My favorite part was when you said, press one if you can hear me. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, man. Felt like we did pretty good tonight. Thank you guys for the love and support. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for sharing it, donating the show. White power. Thank you to everyone that stopped by Race and Recovery. Yeah, that was fun. I'm a little bit hungry now. I definitely burned some calories screaming and yelling. I'm not sure. Are you guys getting buffering right now? Is there buffering going on or are you smooth? Man, the filthy spick of the landscaping socks. Yeah, he had some dirty, dirty socks going on, right? Tune into CQ Radio. I don't know. Is CQ Radio going right now? We'll drop the link for it. I need to go make an omelet right now. I'm going to go do that. I got to say thank you to everyone. I can't read if we did, if we hit the bonus or not. Where are we at as far as the percentage wise? It's too small for me to read. But I got to say thank you to everyone, regardless if we hit it or not. Let's say thank you to all the Dono Waffen, White fucking Power. Thank you guys. Mm-mm, 57. Ooh. Yeah. Well, it's all right. We'll make up for it, huh? All right. Listen. Infamous Plumber, thank you very much. Jesus Foreskin Eater, White Power, Jesus Foreskin Eater again, White Power, Dr. Juice Tire, Return to Europa, man, thank you very much. Who else we got here? We got Eric Kerr, Hans Landa, I Am Jared, Gypsy Crusader, Registeel. Who else we get? Serpent Jesus, thank you very much. Cowardly Hearts, White Power, Chud the Builder, Walker Waffen, Robbie J, White Power, Dirty Mike, and the Waffen, 1488 from 88 Key, Zionist Cuck, thank you very much also. Durton Comp, thank you very much. French, thank you very much. Registeel, thank you. I think that's it. Oh my god. I will see you guys later, man. Yeah, entropy being down kind of fucked with the support tonight. It is what it is. I appreciate it regardless, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. CQ Radio, do we have a link for that or not? Do we have a link for that or not? I got to say thank you to the best audience in the world coming to the best show on the planet. All right, it's going to be a struggle this year. We're going to get these fucking numbers up because I'm going to get you fucking niggers to share the stream every goddamn fucking night. Going above and beyond to get the fucking message out here. So you're not the only one of 700 people tuning this show when there should be 7,000 motherfucking racist people tuning this show. I need your help. All right? Yeah! Mom, Dad, thanks for making my stepdad Brian. Thanks for being a part of my life. Now, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. So get sober and stay sober, white man. No more excuses. No more nigger weed. No more pharmaceuticals. No more alcohol. No more drugs. Start getting responsible and disciplined. Woo! Number one, you know that we are done. And camera two, fuck the Jews, hail Europa, hail the white race, hail Hitler, hail all my sober brothers getting sober, alright, and all the pro-white families making white children, alright, all the white activists out there fighting for the white race, you guys have a good night, and I'll see you guys Wednesday, finally, a day off, oh my god, let's do it, take it easy guys, thank you.